Jones propelled Ignatius rapidly through the padded door. Ignatius stumbled into the night of joy with such momentum that his smock swirled around his ankles. Even in the darkness, he noticed that the night of joy was somewhat dirtier than it had been on his previous visit. There was certainly enough dirt on the floor to permit a very limited cotton crop, but he saw no cotton. That must have been one of the night of joy's vicious come-ons. He looked about for the head waiter and saw none, so he lumbered through the few old men scattered about at tables in the gloom and seated himself at a small table directly beneath the stage. His cap looked like a solitary green footlight. At this close range, he could perhaps make some gesture to Miss O'Hara, or whisper something about Boethius that would attract her attention. She would be overwhelmed when she realized that there was a kindred spirit in the audience. Ignatius glanced about at the handful of empty-eyed men seated in the place. Miss O'Hara certainly had to cast her pearls before a dismal lot of swine, who looked like the type of vague, drawn old men who molested children at matinees. A three-piece band in the wings of the tiny stage was beginning to thump through You Are My Lucky Star. At the moment, the stage, which itself looked a bit dirty, was empty of orgiasts. Ignatius looked over at the bar to try to attract some sort of service and caught the eye of the bartender who had served his mother and him. The bartender pretended not to see him. Then Ignatius winked wildly at a woman leaning on the bar, a 40-ish Latin who leered a terrifying response with a gold tooth or two. She pried herself loose from the bar before the bartender could stop her and came over to Ignatius, who was huddled against the stage as if it were a warm stove.
"You want a drink, Chico?"
Some halitosis filtered through his mustache. He ripped the scarf from his cap and shielded his nostrils with it.
"Thank you, yes," he said in a muffled voice. "A Dr. Nutt, if you please. And be certain that it's frosty cold."
"I see what we have,"
the woman said enigmatically and clopped back to the bar in her straw sandals. Ignatius watched her speak to the bartender in pantomime. They made a variety of gestures, most of which were directed at Ignatius. At least, Ignatius thought, he would be safe in this den if the sinewy girls were out prowling the quarter. The bartender and the woman made some more signs, then she clopped back to Ignatius with two bottles of champagne and two glasses.
"We no have Dr. Nutt,"
she said and slammed the tray on the table.